we cannot build a democracy without separation of powers. And what was really, really, really abusive during the era, especially of Ben Ali, is that one person got all the powers in his hand. He was the president of the republic. He was at the head of the constitutional council, and he gives order to the parliament. This cannot be accepted anymore. So the separation of powers, but the balance of powers. And indeed, we are helped by the advices given by experts from other countries, the countries that have already experienced revolution or big changes and drafting constitution like South Africa. And one of these experts told us in a meeting and a symposium to train our representative, our deputies, he said, beware not to limit in excessive way the executive power, because you are getting out of a period of an era where the executive power was very extended. So you'll be tempted to say, okay, let's limit this executive power. And at the same time, you are tempted to give more and more powers to judges, to justice. He said that a dictatorship is a dictatorship, whether it is a presidential dictatorship or, let's say, a state of judges dictatorship. So he drew our attention to the necessity of the balance between powers. And if there is balance, we have to have also mutual control.